Well, hello everyone. Now, one of the things I'm known for in this channel is something called Dark Lord Watch. That is, keeping an eye on what the Dark Lord, Tony Blair, has been up to. And he's made another one of his quote-unquote rare interventions into domestic British politics by saying that the left need to do something about their quote unholy alliance between themselves, the left, and Islamism. Okay, and this has come in the light of the ambulance attacks in Golders Green. Incidentally, by the way, two men were arrested in those Golders Green attacks and then released on bail without being charged. And that's the last we've heard of that story. So, interesting, isn't it? But anyway, Blair used this occasion to intervene and say that something needs to be done about anti-Semitism and the left need to divorce from Islam, basically, and Islamism, as he put it. Now, it's been very interesting to watch this play out. Obviously, the right, the slop right, the rightoid, I'm going to do a video on the rightoid later this week, had their usual response. Blair was to blame for Islam in Britain, blah, 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 blah. Me, as the Blair Observer in Chief, I've got a slightly different takeaway. And in this video, I'm going to explain what I think this intervention, this one in particular by Blair, reveals finally about Blair. Because it's led me to revise some of the conclusions that I had come to about the Dark Lord. And I'll explain in a second. But first, pick up a course at the academic agency. As I mentioned earlier on, the Mega Bundle selling very well this week. Pick up the Mega Bundle. That's all my courses apart from the Shakespeare one. So if you get that plus the Shakespeare, that's all my courses. Other courses are available. Courses by other people. Foundations of Entrepreneurship by Pharaoh. The brand new Foundations of Geometry by Al Shahim. Many other courses available. Have a look on the site. Buy it now. Buy it now. Buy it now. Get something you can do over the Easter holidays. Level up your knowledge. Econ knowledge. Foundations of Economics. That's in the Mega Bundle. Okay, so Blair. Let's talk about him. Now, if you remember, in my analysis to date in Applied Elite Theory and many other essays, in videos, in streams, I have looked at Blair. I have assumed that there is something of an ongoing civil war between two factions within the elite, which broadly can be described as globalists and Zionists. And lots of usually it's really obvious where somebody stands. Are they a capital Z Zionist, right? Or are they a globalist? And with Blair, it was always quite difficult because Blair, okay, he was Mr. Iraq War. He's never seen a country. He didn't want to bomb. He was like a massive neocon. But at the same time, he was Mr. WEF. He was Mr. Davos. You know, he's in with Klaus Schwab. He's a massive globalist. So it felt like Blair was one of the few people who straddles both. He is both a massive Zionist and a massive globalist. And it wasn't clear where Blair stood. I think the Iran war has actually and finally revealed where Blair stands. Let's study the evidence, okay? And lots of this was visible before, but it's becoming ever more obvious as events unfurl. And the Peter Mandelson fallout and the Epstein files have also brought some of this to light. This was data that was previously unavailable, okay? I think Blair is in with the team, with Team Zio. Okay, let's think about this. First of all, he wouldn't disavow Donald Trump all the way through even his first term. And there was that whole interview with Alistair Campbell, where Campbell was really pushing Blair to try to disavow Trump. And he was like, no, he's somebody who can be worked with. And then it was revealed that the Abraham Accords, that is Jared Kushner's whole plan for the Middle East, was actually one of the brainchilds of a certain Tony Blair, and that Kushner thanked Blair for making the Abraham Accords possible. So that was Blair's connection with the Trump admin. There's also the question of, like, how is Tony Blair so untouchable? How does he have all this power in the system? You know, why hasn't he gone away? Why does he keep on intervening? Why does he keep on backseat driving the Labour Party? You know, partly you could say, well, this is personal megalomania, but also we can see that clearly Tony is a made man in some network or other. And as details are coming out, as it was revealed that Mandelson was a close friend of Epstein, I've noticed that attempts to connect Blair with the Epstein files are systematically shut down, even though more and more stuff keeps on coming out all the time. It was obvious that after Mandelson was brought down and McSweeney, Morgan McSweeney, now in the news for having his phone nicked and so on, was forced to step down, that the Labour Party under Starmer has become less overtly Zionist. And we can tell that because Starmer has kept us out of the Iran war. He is saying even this morning that the Iran war is not our war, all right, as against Nigel Farage, who's been, you know, who wanted to back it, who wanted to go in, and has been forced to back down. So that shows us that the Labour Party, as it stands right now, many people on the pro-Palestinian side and on the anti-war side will complain. They'll say, well, Keir Starmer's not anti-Zionist enough, right? He hasn't done enough. But the fact is that he has successfully kept us out of the war against the wishes of a certain Tony Blair. Tony Blair immediately came out and said, this was a mistake. Starmer should have gone into the war. He should have backed up America 100%. Okay? Now he's intervened again, and he's intervened to say there's too much anti-Semitism, blah, blah, blah. What's interesting is that the article that was written by Blair was in Barry Weiss's Free Press, which is, as anybody knows, a 100% Zionist-aligned publication. Okay, Blair can basically publish in anywhere he wants. If he wanted to put it in The Guardian, he could have. If he wanted to put it in The Times, he could have. But he chose to publish it in the Free Press, i.e. a Zionist house rag. Okay? And this is now starting to make sense. Okay? His ardent neoconism, his willingness to bomb everywhere, his closeness with Netanyahu, his closeness with Jared Kushner, his saying yes to be on Trump's board of peace, right, before all of this kicked off, his weird closeness to the Trump administration, his being on a different page from Starmer and many other members of the Labour Party on all sorts of issues, his advice to put the woke away, right, his advice to get away from woke and so on and so forth. Basically, he wanted Labour to be aligned with what the Republicans were doing in America as part of an overall Zionist strategy. And now Tony Blair is voicing things that you'll also hear from the mouth of somebody like Tommy Robinson, right? When Tommy Robinson and Tony Blair start agreeing on stuff, you've got to raise an eyebrow. And I think enough evidence is in to show that Blair, when push comes to shove, is on Team Zio. There is more evidence. His number one backer is Larry Ellison. Larry Ellison is also the number one backer of the IDF. Larry Ellison is also the person who Trump engineered the purchase of TikTok for. And of course, when Larry Ellison took over TikTok, Ellison started censoring it and started to make sure anti-Israel contact was shut down. Blair is also, by the way, still a special global advisor to the ADL, which means he has a close relationship with Jonathan Greenblatt and the ADL. Larry Ellison, by the way, was also the person who helped purchase CBS for Barry and put Barry Weiss in charge. Or it was Larry Ellison's son, but it was still basically the Ellison family. So this now starts to make more sense. That's why Blair wanted to be there to run Gaza. That's why Blair is basically seems to be this untouchable main man, because in much the same way as it, Donald Trump is part of the club, is part of the family, if you want to see it as a mafia, it seems like Blair is part of the same mafia, the same one that Trump and Jared Kushner is part of. Blair is also part of, and this has been revealed. Tell me that I'm wrong. It's obvious now that that's why he's never aligned with the rest of the Labour Party. That's why, and what basically his grip on the Labour Party has loosened. The Mandelson affair and McSweeney being ousted, that's basically the hand of Blair being prized off the Labour Party, and now they've departed from his course, and they don't have to listen to him at all. He still has people who are, let's say, Blairite loyalists in the party, like Pat McFadden, like Wes Streeting, for example. So there are still pockets of Zionism in the Labour Party, but they are weakening, and the anti-Zionists in the party, or I'd say anti-Zionists, the more globalist, let's just say, forces in the party are now strengthening. I would say Ed Miliband is actually one of the people who the war has strengthened more than anything. Well, I'm not a fan of Ed Miliband, as you know. But the fact is that they can sell a narrative now, Labour, that the diversification of the energy mix of the nation, the fact that we rely on renewables, stuff like wind, right, as well as North Sea gas and oil, means that Britain is one of the more resilient countries to oil and gas shocks hitting the energy market owing to this war. And because of that, his hand, and because of the rise of the Greens from Labour's left, the popularity, they're actually overtaken Labour now, the hand of Miliband is strengthened. If you remember, before the war, Blair was like, look, we have to dump all this green shit. We have to dump the net zero stuff. This is madness. We have to stop it all. Okay. And I said, well, if you have a look, if Miliband stays, that's Blair losing. If Miliband goes, that's Blair winning. Blair is being massively reduced in power over the Labour Party over this whole affair. And he has basically exposed the fact that Blair is basically an asset of Zion in the same way that Trump is. That, to me, as a long-term watcher of Blair, has been fascinating to watch play out. And I have to say, he's kept that. I mean, it's, you could say it's not that well hidden. But the fact that he was able to straddle both for such a long time, to be an influential voice in both circles for such a long time, and to kind of keep this fact about himself reasonably well hidden, I think is kind of interesting. But now I think Blair has been exposed. This war and the Mandelson affair has exposed where Blair is in the various maps. And it should needs we need to kind of remember all of this going forward, because it's an important facet of our analysis. When Blair speaks, he's basically speaking for organized Zionism. All right. Let me know what you think of this. Obviously, everybody hates Tony Blair, but try to get past your hatred of him and just give it to me straight, looking at it in a value-free sense. Do you agree with what I'm saying here? Pick up a course, pick up Mega Bundle, and I'll see you all soon. Go on, get out. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.